last night we were watching some movies I hadn't seen before, and Baba was doing a lot of dictation on the alphabet boards. And it's something I've always wanted to experience. I just didn't think I ever would because of the time and circumstance. But sometime, would it be possible? You know, we have movies here sometimes. You know, like on Sunday.
Yeah.
When we're not having entertainment. And would it be possible for you to read out?
Interpret. No, it is not possible.
Not possible.
You know why? Because these movie shots are taken, you know. And there's no reference to context. It's just break every time, you see. Something, sometimes there is some coherent gesture that is there that we can speak out. Money sometimes punctuates there also, you see. Yeah.
So it was really...
But not the whole serial. Yeah. It cannot be done.
So not the alphabet board or hand gestures.
No.
So they were really just for the time.
Therefore that, yeah, captured for that moment and then another thing is there. So that's how it's all disjointed.
Well, did you feel that Baba was impressing on you what he was, you know, I mean, when you're talking to somebody, you can get the feel of what they're saying, not just through words, but what they're feeling.
Yeah.
Is that the way it was with Baba? He would just kind of impress on you?
No, he never used anything of that sort, you see. He was just so very natural, most natural. It was, it was a hard stuff, so much so that, well, we would always grumble, you see, when is he going to give up his silence and what will... because we had to concentrate on it, you know. Yeah. And the trouble is not that because we had to concentrate, but then his patience, we felt about it. Because so often we'll just dither and hesitate and this, and then he'll repeat again and again. Just imagine when you keep silence for a day and you have to converse, what is going to happen? You know how it is, So, but he is not keeping silence like we keep silence on these. He is very busy. He keeps himself so preoccupied. He is seeing people. He is telling people every now and again. So just imagine all this is there. It's an active silence. So we also felt about it and how it must be telling on him, you know. And so we would always grumble and so immediately he'll say, hey, just for a few years, a couple of years more, and then I'm going to break my silence. I'm going to break my silence. That's how you just comfort us.
He was asking you if you were impressed.
Ah, yeah. No, nothing of that sort.
No, it was in concentration.
No clairvoyance or no hypnosis or nothing of that sort. Everything was just plain and simple. And all that needs is practice. And to live with him, to be with him, gives you that, yeah. But it was easy to read his board. Yeah, when you just as type his types, you know. So the board, when he moved his finger on the board, it was very easy. But when he discarded the board, then it became rather difficult, but not impossible.
I can never read it in the movie.
Huh?
I can't read it in the movies. The finger flies.
Yeah, well, flying. Like... Yeah, but remember this: that he holds his board in the right way. A is facing him, B is facing him, and the person who reads this, he sees it upside down. Have you given a thought to it?
That's right. You're not looking over his shoulder. You're looking at the other side.
No, like this. It's like that. But he holds this board like that. You see, like that, for us to see. I had to sit here like that. Yeah. So that's how it was. But practice makes one perfect. By his grace, anything.
Didn't you have that story about how he, when you were young?
Ah, yeah.
That's a good story. How he made you practice.
Well, what had happened was when I was very young, you know, at the age of 9 I came in contact with him. My parents brought me to him. And it was 1925. When he had just observed his silence. And I had first meeting, my mother says that I met, first meeting was much before that also, when he was speaking, but I don't have any recollection whatsoever. My first recollection is that he's sitting on the floor, on the ground, squatting like that, with a crowd of people around, and with slates on either side, and he's writing big bold hand and all that, and somebody reads it out, and the slate is passed on to somebody, and somebody wipes it and piles it up, and another slate taken. And that's my... So what had happened is this, that was my first meeting with him in 1925. And after that, he would come to my home, means my parents' place. And he would be there, not knowing what it is. And all. I'm a kid going to my school, you see. And, you know, school children, you know, I need not tell Joshua, he knows about it. But the older ones who may have forgotten, you know. Students would like to play, just as this Benjamin couldn't sit here just now. He just wanted to go out, you know. So likewise, whenever he would come to my place, naturally my mother, my father would want me to be with him. Now how can it be possible? So, because our schools would close at about, say, 5 o'clock or so in the late afternoon, and then I would go back to my school to have a game. I was an athlete, a good sportsman and all that. So, unexpectedly one day he comes, and he stands at the gate. We had a long approach road. I don't know anything about it. I cycle the distance and come, and to my amazement, I see him standing there. I said, oh, who is that? And then as I come closer, naturally, that white robe and Ms. Sadra and all, oh, he's Baba then. I just threw my cycle, bowed down to him, as usual, the custom. But I still remember the words ringing in my ears. Forgive me. That's all. I don't know why I said that. But I still remember that. So Baba says, pick up the cycle, come on. And he took me by his, what do you call, arm around my neck, and we walked that long approach road we had through my garden and all that to our bungalow. And then he started keeping me with him, playing games, some sort of games and this and that. And I'm all the time, you see, wondering as to we were having an inter-school match over there, soccer match, Miss Football at the time, you know. So I had to go, but I couldn't dare to say that. So I said, this can never happen again with me. I will be very watchful. So the night passed by and nothing seemed to happen. I couldn't go. I was really very restless. But he started playing some games and all sorts of indoor games like that. And the next morning I went to school. And while I'm returning, I'm keeping great watch, you know. Is that man standing there again? And sure enough, he was there. So I said, he cannot catch me this time. So I took a circuitous route. We had a huge compound. Entered my premises, I mean the estate, my father's estate. Went at the back door, you know, where the scavengers come and clean these things. And so entered to my wing was separate. I had my shower, changed my clothes, went through that back door back to school. And that was funny. And I enjoyed the game and this and that. And when I returned in the evening, I returned. Baba was not there, so through the gate I came back. And my mother interrogated me. She says, what's the matter? You didn't come this afternoon for your cup of tea and refreshment, refreshing yourself with shower and things? So I did come. But we didn't see you. How did you come? We were waiting for you. Because I did come. But Baba was waiting at the gate. And how did you come? I said, I entered through that. Seeing him, I entered. I took a circuitous. And she got so wild on me that he is waiting for you at the gate and you do that. Do you know who he is? Is Zoroaster having come again? I said, so what have I to do with Zoroaster? I have my games to play, you know. And I'm saying loudly, and Baba is hearing in the next room. So he comes out, you know, sailing through, and says, stops my mother from scolding me and all that. So what you did was the right thing. Always play games. Good. Good exercise and all that. And never fail to do that. And I said, oh, good that he tells me. I'm happy. And then afterwards, when I changed my clothes and all that, I says, come on. So he started a challenging game. So he started telling me a story on the board, very slowly, very patiently, letter by letter, I formed words and all that. That was very challenging for me. And I loved it. And the more I loved it, the more quicker I read the thing, and he started moving. So with the subsequent visits and all that, he taught me to read the board at that tender age. And I must be about 12, 13. Yeah. He started this game playing with me. Every time it comes, then he'll tell me stories, you see, on the board. I'll read these stories out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how he taught me.
I never heard that before. Ever.
Yeah.
Is that written down anywhere?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Has anyone read that?
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
God knows. So now, no need to come here. You read books outside.
You have such luck, Eric.
Yeah, it was. His compassion is so, such, you know. So then, I would be present when he would want me to read the board. It's not that I alone read it. There were quite a few people around who read it. You know. But whenever there would be crowds of people, when he's giving darshan and all that, I don't know why he chose me. So people who come, strangers, they know that I am the one who interprets. And I every time correct them that I'm not the one. Who can interpret God's words, you know? I can call it interrupters. Yeah.
But Eric, was there ever a time when Baba went too fast for you and you had to ask him to slow down?
Who?
On the alphabet board.
Yeah.
Did you ever have to say, that's too fast, slow down please?
No. Yeah, but the thing is that we try to read fast, but then if we missed it, then we say something, then Baba would go for, means emphatically point out fingers slow. You see, repeating. But we had no occasion to say that, slow down, my Baba.
Did you have any occasion to say, it's 5 minutes after one, it's lunchtime?
Baba would say that.
Yeah. Oh, Baba would say that.
Yeah, now go for your lunch.
Go for your lunch.
Ah, by the way, you're asking me about that. You know, the reading of the board becomes, or reading of the alphabet, gestures, mm-hmm. would become very easy if the person who has asked a question speaks loudly. We know the reference to context when we hear it. But if somebody would want to say something very privately and all that, and goes and whispers in his ear something and says softly, it will be difficult. Right. For us to grasp, you see, that's how it goes. And moreover, by long duration of living with him and stay with him and all that, we had picked up his, what do you call it? How do we name these stock phrases, stock signs, you know, like food, go for your food, go to sleep, like that, you see. Do you know swimming or something like that? Or have you come by aeroplane or have you come by car or like that? All these were stock phrases, you see. So we knew about it. From where have you come? Like that. What are you thinking? Don't worry. This is worry. Like the meter goes around, you see. No, this way. Don't worry. Because facial expressions are more important. It's not just his finger, but facial expressions, the joy that is expressed. So accordingly, we have to give stress while interpreting. When he is upset with somebody, we can't simply say, well, Baba wants you not to do this or nothing. Baba wants you not to do such a thing. That's how you